Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Talking Rugby Union podcast. Myself and Chris are still outside in the rain at Carrington, where Sale Sharks train, as well as Sale FC, of course, in National One. We've been invited down here today by the club to basically conduct a few pre-season interviews that are going to be going out over the course of the next few weeks on the Talking Rugby Union website. Chris, it's a wet old day here in... Is this North Manchester? I don't know.
My geography in Manchester's not great, but in the typical Manchester fashion, in the middle of August, it's absolutely chucking it down here. But like you say, Joe, it's a privilege to be here. Thanks for Sale for inviting us down today. Josh Beaumont is currently training in front of us, and he's just laughed at us because he, you know, we're stood in the rain watching him, and he's training in the rain.
Well, he's getting paid to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on, we are. But yeah, anyway, of course, we just alluded to it. Oh no, the door's blown open. We've just alluded to it. We've got Johnny Liotta very wet. We've just alluded to it. Yeah, we talked to Josh Beaumont, we talked to Simon Hammersley, we talked to the James brothers. Sam James, one of your school friends.
Yeah.
Who else we talked to? We spoke to Marlon Yard and
Johnny
Liotta, who's just inside on the phone as well. So yeah, basically that's what we've been here to do today. We're going to talk a bit. Obviously, we're going to introduce those interviews as they go on. But myself and Chris are going to talk for a few seconds about Sale and their kind of start to the season. Because Chris, you have the fixtures down there in front of you somewhere.
On my wet phone.
Yeah. Well, everything's wet at the minute. Hang on.
Yeah, so they begin 21st of September at home to Northampton Saints in the Premiership Cup. So, you know, we were talking to the guys before about sort of this one club feel they've got. They brought in a number of players from South Africa, a number of these key players from abroad, but there was a lot of talk about the Northwest local roots and these young players, and we're going to get to see them in the Premiership Cup. These lads who have been playing for Sale FC in the National Leagues, and these lads who have been on the fringes, they'll get the chance to shine at the start of the season. They'll be eagerly anticipating that first game in the 21st of September before the Premiership kicks off.
Yeah, of course, and we can see a few of them training now. And yeah, if the rain's coming down a bit more, it's coming in at an angle as well, which isn't exactly ideal. For myself and Chris, stood up on the a balcony?
Yeah, it feels like the start of the season in October when Sale get on the way against Gloucester on a Saturday afternoon at the AJPL. It does feel like that, not the middle of August, but the lads are out there training, dealing with the conditions well, but they'll be desperate to get themselves back in the warm and some decent food on the table.
Yeah, of course, because I mean, I don't know about you, Chris, as much as I am looking forward to the Rugby World Cup, of course I'm looking forward to the return of domestic rugby in the UK as well. The guys obviously had a nice summer off, and they're going to be, well, I mean, they've also had 6 weeks of pre-season as well so far, so I mean, they look quite fit.
I mean, this is the thing that the lads were saying when we were speaking to them. They're in great shape. They're going into it with excitement. They're going into it, you know, raring to get going. And I mean, Joe, I don't know if you agree. You get the sense that they really feel like they can achieve something this year.
Well, I'd probably be inclined to agree with them. I think they've got the monkey off the back now as a kind of a bottom half team. I mean, they're back in the Champions Cup probably for the first time since Danny Cipriani left the club. So I think they're in a very good place. Oh, this was a mistake. I think they're in a very good place in terms of going forward and kind of cementing themselves as the rugby club in the north. I've said this as a Falcons fan as well. I mean, you know, it's quite an interesting thing. I mean, Falcons obviously getting relegated. There's a gap in the market to be that northern powerhouse, and I think Sale Sharks probably already is that. Especially, well, it helps that obviously Falcons aren't there, but
I totally agree with Joe. I mean, there's criticism at the start of the year, Steve Diamond, sort of the way he goes about things, you know, is this approach the right way, this hard-nosed attitude? But I think he said it before they played Saracens at home, and they actually got, I think they won that game as well in January, that it's working for us, and we don't really care what anyone else thinks, and it, quite clearly it is working for him, that they're playing this sort of attitude where they know they can go in and test themselves against the big teams. And I think that gap between them and maybe, you know, the Gloucesters, the Harlequins who finished above them, it's not that, I don't think it's that big at all. So they will be really thinking to themselves they can maybe get top four and challenge the big teams this year, I think.
Well, we say the Gloucesters and the Harlequins, they're only, what, like a point ahead of them anyway, so it was very minimal, and they had to rely on La Rochelle to get that Champions Cup place.
Do you sort of think as well, Joe, just to go off that point a little bit, that the recruitment that they brought in suggests that they mean business this year to really close that, well, not even close that gap, but to compete again with those Gloucester and Harlequins and that tight sort of mid-table as it was last year?
Well, you've got to think about the depth that they brought in more than anything else, because they already had fantastic players. I mean, let's think about it. Tom and Ben Curry can play either side of the flanks, blind side and open slide, and then they had John O'Ross playing eight, who probably isn't a six more regularly. But then he's brought in the But then Steve's brought in the two Dupree brothers that play on the flank, and then as well as the number 10 Dupree, who's going to be filling in quite nicely for AJ McGinty, who is injured actually, I should say, for the USA. And I think actually, when you look at it, they've brought in quality, they've brought in depth, but not only have they done that, they've brought in quality depth that's actually going to really rival and make places in the first team really competitive.
Yeah, that was something they said as well. I think Marlon Yard, who's been out for 10 months or whatever it is, said to us, the place, the healthy competition is exactly what we need, and this is a guy who's hardly played a few games for Sale before he got that horrendous injury last year, and considering he's not played that much, he's saying the competition's great for everyone. I think that says a lot about the depth they have in this squad. So it's going to be a fascinating season, Sale. I mean, you said there, Joe, that it is the number one powerhouse in the North now for rugby, and they're going to try and take that and take it as forward as much as they can, because I think people will not underestimate them, but they'll be very, very interested to see how Sale get on, and it'll be interesting when the season does come around to see their odds for potentially breaking into that top four and maybe even the Premiership title itself, because the way they've recruited this year stands out from the rest, I think, at the moment.
So here are the interviews with Talking Rugby Union columnists Josh Beaumont and Simon Hammersley, Luke and Sam James, Marlon Yard, and of course Johnny Liotta.
And we're now joined by TRU columnist Josh Beaumont and Simon Hammersley. Guys, enjoying pre-season?
Yeah, it's always our favourite time of the year, I think, especially the long one, but no, it's been good. Obviously a few new faces in itself, so you know, it's exciting times. I think we're at a stage now though where we're probably ready for the start of the season to come. It's obviously a long old slog this pre-season with the World Cup, but yeah, I think we're looking forward to getting into a bit of rugby now.
Of course, because the Premiership season doesn't start until mid-October, and then what is it before that, Premiership Cup?
Yeah, I got 4 weeks of Premiership Cup, so I suppose it's quite nice to get a bit of game time, a bit more competitive game time before the season starts. So yeah, we'll hopefully be going in all guns blazing for that Premiership.
And of course, this season you're joined by your former Durham University teammate, Simon Hammersley, who's come down from Newcastle for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Simon, happy to be linking up with your former Durham teammate?
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's good. Obviously, it's a shame how things went with Newcastle at the end of last season, but this opportunity presents itself, and Bo sort of sold it to me. And yeah, no, it's been great to get stuck in, move to Manchester, and yeah, get going with pre-season.
Yeah, of course. And you two both actually played a game at the end of the season against the Barbarians for the England 15. How was that experience for both of you guys, kind of more as a developmental thing more than anything?
Yeah, I think obviously Josh has done it a couple of times. For me, it was my first time. It was great to be around the squad. I got flown out to the Saxons quite a few years ago now, so it's my first sort of back in the environment, and it was great. It was really nice, great group of guys, and not too intense, but still with the sort of England feel to it. And then we obviously put in a good performance at the end, so a good week.
Mm. Of course, you both know each other because of the Durham University connection, like we said. I mean, that was kind of what made you, kind of helped you guys both step up to like this next level. We talked about it with Josh before on the podcast, and Josh is obviously glowing about university rugby, still very much in contact with Keezy and everyone up there. Simon, for you, how helpful was it for you getting into Falcons and the Premiership?
Yeah, Keezy was actually up on Tuesday to see Josh, and then I popped in as well. But no, for me, to be honest, I went to uni not like with no way of being a professional rugby player. I sort of went to study my degree, and then it just happened that we had a really good team in my first year. Newcastle watched a few games, and then we obviously did really well in the second year, winning Bucks. And they then approached me saying, do you want to come part-time in your last year of university and then full-time the year after? So to be honest, without the university rugby, I literally wouldn't be a professional player. So I owe a lot to Keezy and all the Durham guys.
Yeah. Any standout memories from your time at Durham together?
I'd say, well, obviously that second year, winning Bucks, going unbeaten that year, I'd say your first year, my second year, that was probably like the best team we had in my 3 years there, but we got hammered by Harper in the final. But so coming back the year after and winning at Twickenham was that was a pretty special year. And you know, as I said, we had a good group of players for 2 to 3 years up there, and yeah, it was fun playing rugby and winning quite a lot, which helped. So yeah, I'd say that's my last year, and probably Hammer's second year, that was good memories.
Yeah, and we'll look ahead a bit to the new season. A lot of new faces at Carrington this year, I've noticed. Are you quite excited to meet up with, I'm assuming a lot of them are here actually?
Yeah, the majority are here now, I think. Obviously, I think you've not met a couple of lads who are away, Faf, and we've still got Lou to come in, and But yeah, like all the Dupree's have come now, and obviously Coops and Hammers. So yeah, we've got, you know, there's always new faces at start of the year, but I'd say the quality we've brought in this year makes it even more exciting. So yeah, no, looking forward to getting out there and playing again with these guys.
Yeah, and Champions Cup rugby next season after a little bit of a wait between the last game against Gloucester and La Rochelle's results.
Yeah, that was big for us because we thought we'd qualified straight after the game against Gloucester and then found out that we hadn't quite made it. So yeah, at the end of the year it's kind of felt a bit flat because we didn't achieve that top six and didn't achieve qualification. But obviously with the way things worked out, it was pleasing. We want to be back in the big competition in the big games, and it's a good chance for a lot of players to shine on that big stage. So yeah, it's looking forward to it.
Well, thank you very much for your time today, guys. Wish you all the best for the new season. And we're now joined by Sam and Luke James. Guys, how are you feeling going back into a new season?
Excited. I mean, massive excited. At the strength of our squad this season is probably the best it's been since I've been here. So it's just excitement, really. It's kind of that urge to want to get going again because we had a long pre-season now, and it's obviously still got a couple of weeks, but really want to try our hand in the games and in the Prem Cup starting.
And Luke, you've come after a summer in Argentina. How was that?
It was alright. It's a bit of a slow start for the tournament, but I think we picked up and it was good to be out there, to be honest. Nice to actually wear an England shirt and then just be in South America, seeing what's out there.
Yeah, of course. And now there's a little connection in this room that I was made aware of the other day. All Wilmslow High students?
Yeah,
back in the day,
yeah.
Back in the day, I was I reported on Sam when he was doing his thing for the team.
Yeah.
Before I left,
I was going to say then, king of the school. I was going to give him that.
I wasn't king of the school. In the same team as Tom Hudson and.
Yeah, there's a few of us.
There's a few, wasn't there?
Oscar Hersky Douglas.
Yeah.
Sam Rodman, who plays in the champ now as well. So, well, he was the year above us, but.
Yeah. And then Luke, did you get all the way to the final as well in the Day of the Mail? When?
No, I think the first we got was the semi-final.
First semi-final.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was going to ask Sam this, but I'll ask you first, Luke. In terms of the school and Wilmslow High, how much did that help you with your development moving forward with the sales stuff now?
I think it was really good. I think being there, you had to step up quite a lot as a leader because it's a bit different to the other schools like Sedbergh, which is full of all really keen rugby players. So yeah, you really had to step up as a big voice in the team there, which probably helped you a lot moving in here, just constantly being talking and trying to organise things.
Yeah, and Sam, you played, I think, was it the year below when we got to the semi-final? I mean, that must have been a really good learning curve for you to play with those lads as well.
Yeah, obviously it was a great game as well. We played against Whitgift, obviously with the likes of Elliot Daly, George Merritt, people like that. So a real tough game. I think we lost on the last kick of the game. But no, I think our group as a whole, we had a couple of good coaches, Matt Bevington, Roger Hancock, people like that, who were massively keen on improving every little aspect. So I think that kind of, in a way, it's kind of the closest thing I had to kind of a professional environment. They really taught us good standards and we really maintained a level there. So it's kind of nice going from that into obviously a professional environment here. It kind of stood me in good stead.
And looking at the sales squad now, there's a lot of homegrown lads in here who are from sort of the Wilmslow area and all around sort of the Northwest. That must be really pleasing for you, Sam. Obviously been involved with sales for quite a while now.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, we've always had a core group of kind of academy lads come through, but the numbers seem to go up each year, and now looking at the academy, there's at least 15 lads that are there that are really pushing for kind of the first team spots and really showing the hand, not only in the fitness training pre-season, but also the games that we're getting into now, and it's obviously pleasing to see that we can maintain and keep so many of them as well now.
And Luke, was that sort of one of the reasons why you decided to sign a new deal recently, because of this sort of direction sale are going in the sort of... well, that's the word I'm looking for, the belief that Steve Diamond has in these young players?
Yeah, I think just the confidence he has in the young lads really inspires you. You know, if you train hard and do them well, you get your chance, and then that coupled with some of the people that they bring in from outside this local area, some of the recruitment they do, it's just really exciting to be around them players and see what the team can do.
Yeah, of course. I mean, and the thing is, you two probably play, I think you play more than I realise, if I'm honest. How many minutes was it last season for you, Sam? It was like you missed one game or something?
Yeah, I missed 4 minutes, didn't you? Yeah, 4 minutes to go get stitches in my lip in the Premiership. So, and then played all the games for the European Cup. I think I missed out on a game or two in the LV, and that was about it. But it barely goes notice. The keeper's rested in, they make sure that I'm 100% for the weekend again, so it's not as bad as it sounds. So, and I enjoy playing, I enjoy getting out there. So
you must have really been stuck for things to do at the weekends during the summer then, just to exactly. Know what you do with your Saturdays, yeah?
We go back home and play against each other, and we always meet up on a Saturday.
Always
no.
Yeah.
No, it's nice to have that break, so I went back to South Africa this year and got shown around by John and Ross, so it's nice to kind of separate yourself from
that. Hanging around
that.
John ain't too much, going back to South Africa.
Well, I've been there twice before, so it's kind of, I'm going back, but no, it's nice to kind of separate yourself and not think about rugby for a while and really refresh yourself, and then when you do come back in, you're even more excited to start the next season.
And one of the big things this season is Champions Cup rugby coming to the AJ Bell. Yeah. I mean, it must have been quite weird after that Gloucester game where you played, well, it was a bit to and fro at times, but it must have been quite weird after that game having to wait for someone else to kind of confirm your place.
Yeah, very weird. I think we kind of, if we've been honest, we didn't really do ourselves just this last season. We could have really secured our place a couple of games before, but and as well with that semi-final against La Rochelle, again, one that could have gone either way and we'd have been qualified that way. But yeah, a bit of an upside-down game, but more than happy. It's just waiting for that result. And then it's obviously where everyone wants to be and where, like Luke was saying before, the standard of the people that they're bringing in, the lads at the club, is where we all want to be playing on the highest stage.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it. And best of luck for the new season.
Thank you.
So next on the TRU podcast here at Sale Sharks, we've got Marlon Yard. Marlon, thanks very much for joining us today. How's things going?
It's going well. Obviously, the weather's not come very kindly today, but yeah, we're all good.
I mean, you must be raring to get the season going after such a disappointing personal season for you last year. So how's pre-season been so far for you?
Pre-season's been great. Obviously, I've been out for 9 months now, which has been not the most fun, but look, it's been a learning process. I'm able now to be back training. It's been, 4 or 5 weeks now being out there with the boys. So I'm just focusing on getting fitter and stronger every week, and the rugby's improving as well. So it should be a good all and firing come the game time.
Because I see it on social media, you've been doing sort of countdowns today since you last played, so you must be itching to really get going when the season finally gets underway in September, October time.
Yeah, of course. The hardest bit of being injured is watching the other boys play all the time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's been a rough ride, but look, that's firmly behind me now. I'm just solely focused on what's ahead. And we've got a very, very exciting season coming up. We've got some new exciting faces. We bring some real quality to the group, so I'm sure the boys are all really excited.
Yeah, you mentioned there it is tough to watch your teammates last season, and you've spoken quite openly about how tough it was for you. So have you been able to learn a lot from your time out, and has it sort of made you an all-round better person for it?
Yeah, I'd say it's improved definitely my appreciation for the game. How easily it can be taken away from you, to be honest. You get all the time when you're younger, you never know when your last game's going to be. So, fortunately, the rehab went as smooth as it possibly could. And, I'm just excited just to be amongst the boys. I'm appreciating being out there every day. And, you get to train a bit more with a smile on your face every day. So, no, I'm just really excited just to get that shirt back on and do what I enjoy doing.
And that support you've had as well during this period of time, that must have been invaluable, because Steve Diamond's talked about, the player welfare, that always comes first here at Sale, but you've obviously been over to America as well, so that must have been really helpful.
Yeah, of course, they've invested in a lot of my personal rehab, which was, you know, I'm very grateful for, going over to Philadelphia and seeing one of the best specialists in the world in Bill Knoll. So, that was massive. That really helped me, especially in the latter stage of my recovery. But yeah, everyone's been really supportive, to be honest, from the players here to my family back at home and the supporters as well. Because I'd say the first few months were probably the darkest bits in terms of it tends to go really slow, and you tend to feel like as if you potentially might not be able to do much. But obviously a lot of the hard work that you put in at the start starts to pay dividends towards the end. So I'm just happy I trusted the process and the guys around me did a great job.
Yeah, and let's look ahead now to this exciting season at Sale. Last year, you guys achieved really well on the pitch, European semi-final, getting into the Champions Cup. You're now coming back into this team, and it seems to have grown as well, so that must be really exciting for you to be coming into a side that has a lot of depth in it now as well.
Yeah, of course. I think, last couple of years, we've always been around that, touch and go into that top four, and we've dropped off a couple of times. Fell by the wayside maybe, the last 2-3 games the season so far, but now we've added some quality. I feel like those games, we'll get the rubber to green, and we'll start turning those losses into wins. But I think, you know, it should never really go down to the last few games. I think we should focus on trying to improve our away form, for one, and our consistency in performance. And I believe, you know, with the playing side that we have now and the determination we have, the coaches to really implement our game plan and make sure that we're performing to our highest standards. So I believe that this year we'll have a real successful year, but they're saying it and they're doing it. So we won't know until we're out there, but the boys are putting in the hard work at the moment. So I'm sure if we're all pulling in the right direction, then, you know, it could be a really exciting year for us.
Well, Marlon, thank you very much for your time and cheers for joining us.
Cheers, thanks.
And joining us now on the TRU podcast at Sales Yards is Johnny Liotta. Johnny, we finally got round to getting you on the podcast, and now you're obviously in your new role with Sale. How's it going so far?
I'm enjoying it so far. Obviously, still trying to find my feet, but I'm learning a lot along the way. So just like you do as a regular player, trying to learn the do's and the don'ts. I've obviously learnt a few don'ts already. So.
But now, do you want to go into those don'ts?
Nah, not quite yet.
And just for people who don't know, I mean, what's your sort of role now? It's like a player liaison role here? Or?
Yeah, so player liaison. So I help the lads who have just come over. I say the South African boys at the moment, help them settle in. Try to help them find like nurseries for the kids, accommodation, and just, yeah, cars as well, and insurance. So I've been doing a few little things on the side.
But, so does your sort of experience of coming over here, Johnny, sort of help with this role, because you've sort of been through that process yourself?
Yeah, definitely. That's what's helped me at the moment. Like I sort of think back, okay, when I first came, I wish things could have been like this. So I try my hardest to give them the experience that I didn't have through my services, really. And so I guess in terms of like learning things, just figuring out how to do them, and within a structure, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, Johnny. And we did a column probably back in sort of May time, April time, and you were talking about that transition from a player from a player into work. You're obviously 6 weeks into the job now.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
So
yeah.
Is that sort of also what you're trying to help as well? Not just settling the players in here, sort of making them aware of what's to come after they finish playing.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess when I have like those general chats with the boys, like catching up with them, like they ask how it is, but they don't actually realise how different it's going to be once they leave our rugby. So I sort of had it in the back of my mind what was going to happen, but till you actually go for it, you don't really know. And see, for me, looking on the other side, like I watch a lot of the boys, and I don't think as players you actually realise how good a life you have. And how much easier it is, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like we do things because we get paid to do it, but then when you're actually working and seeing how well privileged we were, you saw everything sort of starts to switch into place, and you see perspectives of like being a professional rugby player.
Yeah.
Like now, when I watch them do the preseason, I'm just like, oh man, I'm so grateful I finished.
Still with Sale FC, though. That was
still with Sale FC, but like I mean, their day to day program is tough. And when I watch them do everything, like I've done everything they've done, but I look at them and I'm just like, man, how did I do that? I'm in that mind frame now of like, I'm happy, I put it aside, but just watching what they do and. Geez, how hard they have to work. I'm just like, oh man, this is why they get paid the big bucks.
Absolutely. Yeah. And just with Sale FC, you're obviously there for this season. You played last season in a strong season, a national one for the guys. I mean, how exciting is everyone for the new national one season going forward?
No, good. Our pre-season's been good. The boys are looking fit. Obviously, it's our second year, my second year in terms of running with the club. And I've noticed a massive difference already. And I think... our training we had last night is probably the best I've had at the club. So in terms of everything from the start of the training to the end of it, like the build up, and it was good. And obviously we've got experienced players like Ferg and Tom Brady coming in.
Yeah.
And also Jared Williams, who's come from Bedford Blues, and he looks like he's going to be a good signing for Sale. Because I know if he was in front of me, I wouldn't want to tackle him either.
I was going to say, you and Virgus are a pretty imposing centre partnership next season in National One, so you must be looking forward to playing alongside him.
Yeah, it's just good because obviously we've played at the same level for a certain amount of years, so we can sort of just bounce off each other, because I know sometimes I probably overthought things last year and thought to myself, man, am I actually trying too much, or I just trying to expect too much of it. And just with having Fergus there, like when I do think of things and I sort of bounce it off him, he's just like, yeah, no, that's actually good. And so it sort of goes
confidence
both ways.
For you.
Yeah, so I was just like, okay, I wasn't overthinking.
And just finally from us, Johnny, just to go back to the work you're doing off the pitch, am I right in saying you won the RPA Development Award recently, or were you nominated?
I won one of three.
So that must be really positive that your work off the field's already been recognised by an organisation like the RPA.
Yeah, definitely. But in saying that, like, they helped me out a lot.
Yeah.
And I mean, I knew the transition was coming, and I still didn't know what I wanted to be coming towards the end of my career. And so for me, my mindset was to learn as much as I can and do as much as I can. So by the time I finish rugby, I know what I like and don't like. So I did come away with like a few things, but everything I did work towards and doing the player liaison, hopefully to move on to something different. Not something different, but sort of move up the ladder, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Johnny, really appreciate your time as always. Good luck with the player liaison stuff, and speak to you soon.
Cool. Cheers, mate.
Right, and those were the interviews with everyone. We hope you enjoyed them, of course. But myself and Chris can just talk about rugby in the North West, because, of course, doing the NCAA rugby podcast as well as covering the NCAA quite extensively, I'd say. We've noticed there's a lot of teams in the North West in National 2 North. There's one in National 1. And we just want to talk about rugby in general, because obviously we see a lot of these academy lads. We see them get shipped out to these National 2 North sides. I mean, how good is that for the development of those players, do you think?
I think it's... I mean, I don't really need to say it, but you look at our website, there's interviews that myself, Joe, others have done over the last year and a half or so, and everyone you mentioned the National Leagues to, they're absolutely glowing about it. Those young players say it's invaluable experience for them, because at the end of the day, you want to be playing as young. I've never played the game, but as a young player, you want to be playing week in, week out, and the National Leagues does offer you that. And you've got, you mentioned there, Joe, Sale FC is the main one for the guys here at Sale Sharks. You know, the link has continuously grown, definitely since Sale FC got promoted to National 2 North, and now they're trying to establish themselves in a National 1 club. I think it's absolutely massive. And, you know, we spoke to, lucky to speak to Steve Diamond at the end of last year, and he was saying it's fantastic, the link, and this is sort of part of the Sale Sharks culture at the moment. And from Sale FC, you've got the likes of Fylde, Preston, Sedgley Park, all in National 2 North, who benefit from the links they have with Sale FC, Sale Sharks. Sorry, Warren Spragg's heavily involved there at Sale Sharks and the head coach of Fylde, but you've seen the likes of Preston benefit it from last year. And I think Sedgley Park have got a couple of lads this year as well, Joe, and Coldy as well in National 2 North this year. They'll be hoping to do Sale as a link as well to get some players in. So it is really massive, and the National Leagues play a massive part, I think, in sort of the development of North West rugby.
Yeah, of course, because the thing is, the constant thing we always talk to when we always hear when we talk to these academy players is that they're just happy to be playing men's rugby and kind of learning the game in a slightly different way. I mean, the thing is, I mean, who have we got out on the pitch in front of us, Chris?
Well, I think he wasn't out before, but it's all Kieran Wilkerson came into the captain Eton area, if you like, before, and he obviously played a massive role in Sale FC's season last year. I think we've seen Gus Warnock knocking around, who was at Fylde. Sam Dugdale, I think, is knocking around somewhere, he was at Fylde last year. So these are the young lads, but there's lads here who have probably started out in the National Leagues and come through and now are established themselves at Sale. You look at Josh Beaumont, we always say he was at Fylde, and he's used that as a platform to now get into where he wants to be at Sale Sharks. So, and I mean, it's not just Sale Sharks, is it? You know, we're hoping to speak to Kieran Brooks next week, and he came through the Fylde and he's playing Premiership Rugby. So it is absolutely massive that National Leagues offer this pathway, and I would put a lot of money on, Joe, I don't know if you agree with me, that if you ask someone about the National Leagues, there will never ever be a negative comment for these young players coming through, I don't think.
No, of course not, because it gives fans the opportunity to see players that are developing and could be the next big thing. In 2 years they could be playing for England, or
completely forgot about the Currys, which is the example of playing for England there. You know, 3-4 years ago we were watching them take on Otley or Coldy, I think it was the opening game, and now Tom is on the plane to Japan. So it's like you say, Joe.
And Ben's very close as well.
Ben is very close as well. So that is the example there, Joe, that you mentioned when you talked about England.
Yeah, so what we will say is now that you can follow Chris Heal on Instagram and Twitter at @C_Heal. You can follow myself at @JoeHarvey34 on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. And you can follow Talking Rugby Union on Instagram at @TalkingRugbyUnion. Twitter at Talk Rugby Union, Facebook just Talking Rugby Union. Hang on, I just nearly fell through a door. Thank you very much for listening to this Talking Rugby Union podcast, and I'm sure you'll hear us next time.